Everything's running a little slow tonight. Hey, it's Thursday night, and you're listening to Kayak Fishing Radio. I'm Chip Gibson, your host, and wow, what a hot one this week, right? Folks in the Midwest to the Northeast there, battening down the hatches and stuff, waiting for the rough weather to come in, lightning strikes and tornadoes and all that stuff. Keep it undercover, folks. And we're just enjoying drought and heat and all that good stuff down here in the South. Oh, man. So hopefully somebody's catching some fish somewhere. Let me pull up my buddy from the West Coast of Florida there. It's your favorite public servant, Deron DeVore.
That's good.
How's it going tonight, Deron?
Oh man, I'm good, man. That's yep. You got Deron, otherwise known as the Bad Bad Cat. Yeah, that's right. Oh, I thought that was pretty funny myself, so that's why I was laughing about it.
I was laughing out loud when I saw that today.
Yeah. Oh, it's fun. I mean, I'm amazed that the stuff that people get, they get your name and all that stuff, and they call back, asking for Ralph and everything else. So it's kind of.
I know, right? It's like, yeah. Talk to some lady named DeVore.
Yeah. So, it's pretty funny. But anyway, that was, I just thought I like to post some humorous stuff on the channel for a while.
You're moving moving your mic around there, man.
Oops, sorry.
No worries.
It's not that. It's my devil beard hitting the mic.
Oh, your devil beard is hitting the mic. Put a rubber band around that rascal and get it out of the way.
Yeah.
So I got me and a clone headed down to the Panhandle this past weekend, man.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Well, we didn't catch too many fish, the weather was kind of hindering us. It was hot and stormy, and he didn't like the idea of being out on the water with his Werner graphite paddle. Thought he was too much of a lightning rod. So,
oh wow!
And then one of the more interesting things about fishing out of a native ultimate in the rain is that you wind up having to bail out your boat a lot, so.
Oh man!
But we sat in the rain for a while. We bailed the boats for a while, and we went back in. The next day we tried it again. We had some folks from Panama City, some of the locals show up, and it was a good day, just out on the water throwing baits and stuff like that. But some pretty water. But we didn't get to go offshore because it was number one. I couldn't find anybody local to take. To go out there with us and not having done it before, I figure I had my hands pretty full with the clone. And so just out of safety's sake, always want to err on the safe side. What are you doing, Dan?
No, I'm not even walking around. You still got me?
Yeah, I still got you.
Okay, sorry.
No, that's
I'm sitting down, man.
Really?
Sorry.
It sounded like you were jumping up and down on the couch.
Not at all, man.
There must be some stuff on some interference coming in over the airwaves there.
I got a new phone, so I don't know. That might be sensitive.
What?
I got a new phone. It's kind of sensitive.
Oh, yeah, it must be. So, anyways, let me say hi to the folks in the chat room. We got Benita Bob in there. The Pop is in there. Welcome aboard, Pop. Good to see you're on the show, listening in. Don, I'm going to mess up your name, Paredes. Welcome aboard. Welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio. There's a guest in there. If you're a guest and you want to join in on the chat room functions, hit the login button, and you can click one of your favorites, either Google or Facebook or Twitter, and use your login that way, and it'll bring you right back in. You just hit refresh, and it looks like you did it. So, Greg Crisp, the Hammerhead, is in there with us. Mr. Van Pelt, another one of our South Florida folks, King Rat and Yak Chum. Welcome aboard. And I think joining us now on the Buzzards Row here. Is that you, Bob?
Yes, sir.
All right, man.
Hey, Chip, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Like I said, it's hot up here. And, you know, it just ain't, we were talking before the show there just in the chat room, and when the water gets to be 80-plus degrees, man, fish just don't want to play, man. And big fish, you can hurt them bad in hot water.
Yes.
So, but anyways, let me play your intro here.
Okay.
Hi, y'all. This is Bonita Bob Bramblett inviting you to participate in the Florida Sportsman Kayak Fishing Challenge. Win a Hobie Revolution brought to you by Sierra River Outfitters, as well as weekly prizes by Deep South Fishing Rods and Yak Attack. For more details, check out floridasportsman.com.
One more cast, one more travel fish on.
Fish on.
Fish on, there you go. So, Bob, you're coming up to the end of the stretch here, and I know you'll be happy that it's over, but tell us how the stats are running. Who's getting close to being the lucky new owner of Hobie?
Well, there's a couple of guys that really broke out on the offshore. Potty Mouth. These are all the anglers. They're forum names. Guy by the name of Potty Mouth. He's got 192 inches.
Wow.
In four fish. He's caught 43-inch amberjack, 42-inch almaco jack, 47-inch kingfish, and a 60-inch wahoo.
Ooh.
And that's not easy out there. Jim Van Pelt and I went over there a couple weeks ago and went offshore to fish with some of these guys. And, man, that was it's hard. I mean, we were only out there for half the day, and it felt like we fished for 2 or 3 days straight.
Man.
So those guys worked at it. But, and then the inshore, we broke, two guys broke 100 inches. We got one guy with 100 inches even for three fish. And Mark Nometz caught 106 inches of fish.
So Jimmy C.
Doing real well. It was great. He's just old. He's right.
So 100 inches inshore, man, that's pretty good. I mean, is it all redfish or mixed bag? What?
Yeah. Let me see. The 106 inch, that's a 41.5 inch snook, 38.5 inch redfish, and a 26 inch trout.
Wow.
Those are some pretty serious fish. And then the other one is a 34 inch snook, a 40 inch red, and a 26 inch jack. And those two 40s were the only ones inshore that broke the 40 mark. The 41-inch snook and 40-inch redfish.
Yeah. Wow. That's pretty cool. And who's leading that?
Mark Nometz. He's one of the guys who he writes a blog for Florida Sportsman.
Okay.
The page.
Is he on fishing the east side or the west side?
He's on the east side. I think he's up between... Titusville area, maybe a little south of there, like around a little north of Stewart, maybe.
Uh huh. Okay,
so
that's the place to do it.
Yeah, and then the other guy, Mango Hunter, I think his name is Alex, and he fishes, he likes to fish like Flamingo area and sometimes 10,000 islands.
Cool, man. So, you got a week
well.
Left?
We got the rest of this week, and it's going to end on the 1st. Well, on the midnight of the 30, on the 31st.
On the 31st.
Yeah, a few more days. What, we got like five days?
Yeah. Yeah, you're, four and a wake up, man.
Yeah, we have two more prizes to give out, you know, one each division for the biggest fish.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, a couple days after that, it's the first, second, and third.
Now they're gonna. The first prize is a revolution.
Yeah, for each division. So the offshore gets one, and the inshore winner gets one.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, and they're getting those from the Sierra River Outfitters here. And the cool thing about it is, you know, she's here, Paula Stuller,
right.
And she's gonna have them sent to wherever they are. You know, they're closest to me deal.
Hmm.
So that way we don't have to drive around, you know, the state of Florida trying to drop them off. She'll actually
no kidding.
That's going to work out great.
Yeah. So that's awesome, man.
That's been a lot of fun, but it's been a lot of work, and I'm trying to get them on the like the 3-2-1 type format, so that next time we do this, we can, you know, work it out a lot easier, where we're not going through the post and going through every single photo every week. You know, it's automatically updated on a format like that, so it's a lot easier for everyone to follow.
Yeah. Well, it's your first try at it, and Florida Sportsman, you know, they got a big following and stuff. And you had a good turnout, so it's gonna turn over a pretty good chunk of change for the charity there that you were working on.
Yeah, that's really awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah. So, tell us the number. What are the total numbers you got as far as how many people participated?
They were up over 100. I'm not sure the exact number right now. He updates me every couple of weeks or so when I ask him. But it was up over 100. And actual anglers that have posted, we have only 16 in the offshore division. But in the inshore division, we have 50 that have posted.
All right.
So, you got some guys that posted just, you know, one fish so far, and you've got some guys that have posted all five fish.
Mm-hmm.
There've been some guys who've been really busy out there, and then there's, you know, been some guys that are, I guess, just are, you know, maybe waiting till the last moment.
Well, you know, there's some people out there that can do 100 inches of fish in an afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and you guys are certainly in a place to make it happen. So, if you got good weather, this could be the breakout weekend here, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's good that we're having it, and, you know, sort of on the weekend, because, you know, I doubt the last 2 days there'll be a lot of fish that are posted.
Right.
But certainly this weekend, I think everybody will be out there fishing. We'll see kayaks everywhere, all up and down the coast.
Yeah, the forecast is supposed to be pretty good down your way this weekend, so.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much for the whole state. So you guys will be, it's not over until it's over, right?
That's right. And it's on the inshore division, it's pretty close.
Yeah.
You only have, you know, a few inches separating the top, you know, quite a few.
Very cool.
And then offshore division's a little different. The guy in first is a good 30 inches away from the guy in second.
Yeah.
But then it gets pretty close after that.
And
those big offshore fish, you just never know what you're going to get. I mean, you can get a 60-inch fish with no problem out there.
Yeah, you could go out there and hook a tarpon, man.
Exactly.
So, but now, it's three fish weigh-in, right?
Well, the offshore is the total of four largest fish, and they have 14 different fish that they can catch, and there's the total of four largest of those.
But you can only have one of each species, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Right. So for instance, you know, we got one amberjack, one almaco jack, one snapper, one kingfish, one cobia.
Right.
And then the inshore division, you have a total of five fish you can choose from, and you take your three largest out of those five.
Yeah, I wouldn't be looking for them short, fat fish this weekend if I was trying
exactly.
to catch them ground, man. I'd be out there
exactly.
trolling shiny baits, looking for long, skinny silverfish.
yep. Kingfish seem to be some of the largest that we've been getting in. And a matter of fact, most of the weekly prizes for offshore were kingfish.
Yeah.
There are four out of seven were kingfish. And then inshore it was a cross between snook and redfish. The very first one was trout. And then it was just snook, redfish, you know, all the way down for the weeks.
Cool.
So they just kind of went back and forth.
All right.
Well, cool.
Sounds fun and been a good experience going for a good cause. And
Absolutely. And we'll be having some more, so I hope everyone comes out and checks it out. We're going to have take a month break, and then we'll have another, you know, 2 month online tournament.
Well, stay in touch. Let us know what's going on. We'll be glad to give you some airtime all you want.
Awesome. Thanks, Chip.
All right, Bob. Thanks, man.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, buddy. Rob, you gonna get out there this weekend, man, and try to get you some inches to put on the board?
Well, I'm not registered for it or anything, but I'm not real big on tournaments and stuff. But I you know, I am getting out on the water this weekend. I don't know what last week we went and it was just an absolutely horrible day fishing as far as tons of floating grass and all that stuff. We couldn't find fish to save our life, man. So
yeah,
hopefully we'll have a better shot this weekend. And I'm trying to get my buddy to go tarpon fishing, but he didn't want anything to do with them. He said,
they're too big.
Yeah,
I saw
they're
that.
Too big, so.
They're too big. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm trying to manage something like that because I need at least one picture fish, you know, for my movie. So that's the plan anyway. But we'll be out this weekend, you know, back to St. Joseph Sound, and hopefully the grass all blew away and we could actually get a lure in the water.
Cool. We went to Panama City this past weekend. Met some really cool folks. Our host there, if you're listening in, if you listened to the podcast last week or whatever, we were broadcasting live Thursday night from Sunjammers Water Sports there on Highway 79, just outside of Panama City Beach. And Brad Stevens, the owner and proprietor, was more than generous to let us set up shop there in the back room and play with all the kayaks and open up hatches and touch everything and sit in stuff and all of that. And he offered to let us take anything we wanted off out and play with it. But we wound up just doing inshore fishing, so we had the natives, and that was pretty cool. But I got to go back because I know Bill was wanting to, he's been wanting to go up there. And, you know, we'll go up and we'll get offshore and try to haul in some big fish. But I think we'll do it a little bit later, you know, towards the end of summer when it's a little cooler and a little more, a little nicer to head out. It was really choppy. I saw one kayak out there off the beach, and he was getting tossed around pretty good one day. And the day after we were there, it kind of settled down and some of the guys got out. We got to play around with, you see R. Lee there. You're not in the chat room. He says, tell Rob thanks a lot for introducing him to the addicting GarageBand app. He can't put it down now. So
yeah, R. Lee picked himself up a Mac Pro.
Sweet.
So welcome to the Mac family there.
Welcome to the Mac family.
You're going to love that.
Well, see, you see my pop is in the chat room there. And he had double bypass surgery a couple of weeks back. So he's getting back into the swing of things. Got some fresh pipes there, good plumbing. He's up and rocking and rolling. And I got him a new iPad. He's a longtime Windows Intel user. And he's pretty amazed at his iPad. In fact, I think he's probably on his iPad listening to the show. So, but yeah, you get used to this. To this Mac stuff, and it's hard to get rid of it because it works. Go figure, right? But so, anyways, we got to play around. I got to get a really good look, you know, get in and out of the hatches and stuff like that on the new Hobie PA-12, and that is an interesting looking boat. But it's a boat, man. It's not you're kind of fooling yourself if you're thinking that's a kayak. I mean. Me and the clone tried to pick it up, you know, and clone needs to get a little bit bigger, a little bit more muscle on him if we were going to drag that sucker down to the beach, man. You need a dedicated trailer for it. But it looks cool. They had we got to meet Frank, the local Hobie rep there. He was in town. We got to talk to him for a little bit, played with the boat. And they had some engineers. I believe you said somebody like MIT engineers that designed that new seat, the Vantage seat is what they call it, that's on the PA-12. And it looks comfortable, man. It looks real comfortable. It adjusts. It slides around and stuff. And Bob says it's a pedal boat. And the seat is awesome. You sit up pretty high in it. And it has a little higher place that you can go up. Plus, you can kind of twist the armrests on the right side, and it kind of adjusts the seat up and down, and it leans back and stuff. That's pretty sweet. got a lot of foam inside of it to meet all of the marine standards and all that stuff. So it's a pretty good looking boat. Really cool stuff. So I look forward to getting back down there and giving it a try. I know that, let's see, one of the guys down there in Panama City, Sean, is going to take one out. And I think Linda Cabot is actually getting one for a couple of days to go after tarpon. So I like to look forward to seeing some of that stuff on there. Some offshore stuff. Check out Extreme Kayak Fishing. Oh, yeah. September 15th. Going to be a good tournament there if you're into that. So, but Rob, did you listen to the Tuesday night show?
No. Unfortunately, I was out at the ball game on Tuesday.
Yeah. How was that?
Oh, it was awesome. We have Clearwater Threshers here, which is the Phillies minor league team affiliate.
Yeah.
And they have Dollar Tuesdays, so it's like just about everything is a dollar. You can have some quality hot dogs and ice cream sandwiches and popcorn and all that stuff for a dollar. And tickets a dollar. They even have some. They have a really nice like beer stand there that has all sorts of quality beers on tap. And I was enjoying 16-ounce High Lie. IPAs on draft for $2, so that was pretty nice. You know, if I would have got the same amount of stuff at the Rays game, I would have spent $100.
Yeah.
So it's fun. We have a lot of fun in minor league baseball. It's something to do, and it's a cool little event. So.
Yeah.
What happened on Tuesday night? They were talking. I saw that they were talking about the Hobie Adventure Island.
That's right. They had the Adventure Islanders. Their website, the two guys, Efren and Daniel, their website, AdventureIslanders.com. They call it Fishing Beyond the Breakers. And they fish out of Hobie Adventure Island or the Tandem Island. And yes, Arlie, they were a trip, man. And they sound like guys that needed to show up to the boondoggle. You check out their site, man, and these guys are doing some serious, you know, I was looking at that PA-12 saying, you know, this would be kind of an interesting boat to take offshore, but now when I saw those and listened to those guys and I've been watching a couple of their videos and stuff, I think I might just have to go down and get Brad to hook me up with an Adventure Island to play with one afternoon, because these dudes are taking those boats out like 10 miles offshore, man, going out to oil rigs in a kayak and, you know, fishing off of them and stuff. And it looks pretty cool. A lot of moving parts and stuff. It would take, you know, I wouldn't think, you know, somebody needs to go out, buy one and jump in and go 10 miles offshore. But you get used to it and they play around with it and get to know the thing. They practice real good safety. They're always wearing their PFDs. They got VHF radios and stuff. And they always go out and, you know, using the buddy system and pairs and stuff like that. So, but that looks really interesting. If you didn't get the chance, download the podcast and check it out. Listen to them. They're, like I said, they're a riot to begin with. Check out their website, AdventureIslanders.com. Really fun show. And like I said, those guys are doing some interesting stuff out there. So, well, there's Sean Russell in the chat room, and he says he bought Adventure Island a couple months ago, and he's loving it. So
cool.
That's really cool. I got to give it a try. I think it's like – I mean, it's a little pricey. I mean, of course – I think the PA-12 is running about $25. The Adventure Islanders, I think, listing for about $27, and then the Tandem is about $5. So, yes. It's a pretty cool looking boat, man. And they're cooking right along, man. And I've seen a couple of different videos as I was searching through theirs. You know, there were some other ones on there. And those dudes are doing 10, 12, 14 knots.
Wow. That's cruising.
Yeah. Yeah. So Let's see.
So did you try out the PA-12 or what?
No, I didn't get to put it in the water. Is that you, Chuck?
Okay.
Yo.
Yo, man, what are you doing?
Not much, brother, just chilling.
Just chilling? Yeah. We were just chatting about the Tuesday night show, listening to those the boys from Texas there and the Adventure Island crew.
Yeah, I missed that show.
You need to listen to it, man. I was just telling Rob, you know, that, and check out their website, AdventureIslanders.com. They were a trip. Mm-hmm. And those guys went some crazy fishing on those boats, man. They're taking them 10 miles offshore. You know, I could just see you taking it out in the Gulf Stream and hooking up with some monsters.
Yeah, man.
You should try it. Chuck, you're talking.
Yep.
Having comm problems?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I got you now.
All right.
So I see that Kayaks by Bow is open for business.
Yeah, they've been. They've been open. The new store has been open for about probably a little over a month. And it's rocking, man. There's a lot of buzz in the local community about the new store. And I've been in there quite a bit. In fact, I'm picking up a couple hours here and there helping them out. And I'll be there all day long this Saturday. And some of the time that I've been in there, there's been more people stopping in just to thank them for building the building in downtown Titusville to try and help to, jumpstart some sort of a revival, if you will, of the historic downtown Titusville area, which for those of you fine folks who've never visited the ghost town, which is Titusville, it is in desperate need of some renovations. So it's definitely pretty cool.
Is he just down the road there from the Dixie Buffet place?
Excuse me. Yeah, once you come down to US 1, you go down towards the lagoon on US 1, hang a right, and he's down on your right-hand side. Big, giant yellow building. You can't miss it.
Hey, yeah. Chip, I tell you, you know, Chuck took me there when I was there a couple of weeks ago, and they were closed. You know, he didn't tell them I was coming.
Oh.
So, maybe it was Monday, you know, I think, or Sunday or something. But every time I've been through that area, you know, it was dark, you know, because we were going out to the lagoon or something. And coming back, you know, I never really paid attention. But downtown Titusville is actually a really nice area, man. I was impressed. It was pretty cool.
It's a little
weird. Yeah, we're trying to bring back what Titusville used to be like back in the boom of the space age when the rockets were going up even before the shuttle program. And I mean, that was when Titusville was really built, and that's what put Titusville on the map, obviously, was NASA. Excuse me. But one of the things that we're thinking about doing is with a combined effort with other local businesses, including a bunch of the car car lots and whatnot, because those guys have deep pockets, is we're talking about putting on a big weekend type festival, incorporating fishing, boating, kayaking, paddleboarding, concerts, street vendors, food trucks, the whole bit, and trying to really draw some attention to this part of the Space Coast, because it's often overlooked by the port. You know, the port seems to get all the attention because of cruise ships and whatnot, but there's other people who are trying to make a living in this area, and, you know, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
If we can get it pulled off, you know, so. But I'll tell you what else real quick. I don't want to hog up your time, Chip, but Tom and his wife are two of the most, two of the most giving people that I think I've ever met. Tom has agreed, because, you know, I'm sure you've heard us talk about, or me talk about on the show, the tournament we've got coming up in August for Emily. The little girl's got some special needs, who's being
sure.
forced to pay extra an extra fee or whatever for schooling. She may not be able to go back to school again because she has to pay tuition or whatever her parents do. They were going to give them a steep discount for the tournament day for people who rent kayaks, and which was nice. You know, it's a nice way to kind of help out. You know, there's not everybody who's going to be there as a kayaker. But Tom decided last minute, listen, you know, forget that. I'll give you, because he's got eight, I think he has a total of eight Heritage Redfish 12s in his rental fleet. He's like, I'll give you those eight rentals for free for whoever wants to fish the tournament. And on top of that, and I'll go ahead and break the news because I guess I'll just do it here. Adam from Yak Angler has, him and his wife have opened their hearts and also their wallets, and they're going to give a substantial donation that will be matched by Tom and his wife to donate a kayak to the event.
Wow.
So, yeah, so kudos to Adam and his wife. I mean, we all know Adam and love him, and he's a great dude, but that's just really remarkable. And kudos to Tom and his wife for matching whatever Adam puts up, so that's pretty cool.
Very cool. And Adam is in the chat room there. So way to go for the Yak Angler boys.
Yeah, guys.
Awesome.
Here.
He's a big guy, man. So.
He is. He's a big dude. I mean, I look up to him in a pretty significant way, you know.
Yeah, he's. So, awesome. That sounds good, man. Thanks for letting us know that. I mean, he's a great guy, so. He's laughing out loud right now. So that's pretty sweet, man. And so tell us, when is the tournament? When is Emily's Keep Emily in School tournament?
Don't get mad at me if I don't get the date right. I believe it's the 25th of August. I've got it written down. But it's going to be held at Mosquito Lagoon Bait and Tackle on US 1. I know we've got guys coming from the West Coast over to fish it. I know there's some guys coming down from up north to fish it. So it should be a pretty good event. There's no entry fee for the tournament. It's strictly done by donation. So
mm-hmm.
We're hoping that everybody will at least give at least $20 to $25 to fish it. And, you know, if we can get, you know, 100 people in it, that would be awesome.
Well, I'm going to interrupt you because I just pulled it up here on Facebook on the page. And it's Help Keep Emily in Her School, the 2012 Kayak Canoe Inshore Fishing Tournament, Saturday, August 25th, Mosquito Lagoon Bait and Tackle. Going to be open to kayak, canoe, and wade fishing entries. They have eight kayaks available at no charge, those courtesy of Kayak by Bo. They'll register online at helpemilynow.org. And if you pre-register, you get a free captain's bag at the tournament check-in. Check-in's 5:30 to 7 at Mosquito Lagoon Bait and Tackle, Titusville there. The weigh-in will be noon to 1, again at Mosquito Lagoon Bait and Tackle, award ceremony, raffle, and lunch. They're still working on that one, it says, following the weigh-in. Got a lot of great prizes. I know if you're involved in it, Chuck, there's going to be a tables full of prizes, so because you can really do that well.
Yeah, I'm trying. I've put the feelers out there. I haven't told Austin. Excuse me, goodness. I haven't told Austin that I'm working on anything, but I kind of would like to keep it, you know, where I show up and I've got a whole truckload of stuff. Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be really cool. And you got, I'm going to tell you that right now, going on the event page, just on Facebook, are 68. The number's at 68 right now, to include folks like Irish Gene and D. Kaminsky, Steve Chapman, Daryl Bars, Kayaks by Bo, they're all in there, going to be there. So, very cool.
Yeah, it should be a good event. And if you folks haven't read the story, you don't have to show up to do something for the family. I mean, they have a donation spot there on their page. Read the story of this little girl, and if you have, like, half a heart, man, you just feel completely obligated to do something. I mean, I'm a father of a special needs child myself, so obviously I'm all about it, man. But I really hope it turns out well. It's a great family, loves the kayak fish, you know, and it's just a good cause. It's what cool. It's what this is all about, you know what I'm saying? I mean, this sport that we all love so much and we sit on these shows and we talk about, I think that deep down inside we're all like one big giant family. I know I get all mushy and crap when I talk about it, but, you know, I really feel that camaraderie with kayaking. And when one of us is in trouble, one of us needs some help, and it seems that everybody's ready to jump in and help out. I mean, Lord knows I've received plenty of prayers and stuff when we've needed it for Logan. And it's just, you know, it's just a good way to get a little good karma on your side. You know what I'm saying?
That's right, man. You go find somebody and give them a big man hug, you know?
Hey, if you were there, you could
first one. With eye contact.
Since you're not.
With eye contact.
Damn right. Yeah, you're gonna get all the eye contact hugs you want at the boondoggle.
Right. Let me say hi to area code 757 there. You press the button. You're on Kayak Fishing Radio.
I want to get in line for a hug.
You want a hug?
I want a hug. Chuck's giving out hugs. I want one.
I'll give you a hug. I'll
hug you
all day long.
Oh, see, you got to get flounder to get a hug. Is that what happens?
That's loser.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All right, man. We're just chatting up the tournament down there, the 2012 Kayak Canoe Inshore Tournament in Titusville. You're a little late. I already gave you props for you guys' show on Tuesday night. I found that quite interesting, and I have to tell you, man, I'm thinking I'm gonna have to go play in a Adventure Island, man.
That was wide open, wasn't it? I had no clue about those guys and what they were doing. And Sean Russell turned me on. He's like, go check these cats out. And I watched their videos, and I was just amazed too. So, yeah, I'm not switching teams and going to a Hobie, but that was definitely pretty cool. That was pretty awesome, those guys. And they were wide open, weren't they?
They were, jeez, man. And I'm going to tell you, I
guess you got to be like that, though, to do that kind of fishing, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, they were a good bunch on Tuesday night.
Well, when I was down in the Panhandle last weekend with Brad Stevens there at Sunjammers, you know, he's a crazy guy. He's talking about maybe flying up and visiting us at the Boondoggle, and I'm thinking I'm going to have to ask him if I can go run down there and pick up an Adventure Island and bring it up there, or maybe get Frank, the Hobie guy, to have one available for us up there to play with. That would be fun to give it a try.
Yeah, you got a lot of wide open here. You could cover the whole bridge tunnel and do all kind of fishing out here. We got a tower. Well, that's like 15 miles to the tower out here, but not 9 like those guys. But
those dudes are doing 14 knots, man. They can make it an
hour. Yeah.
You could be out there an hour fishing.
Yeah, it would be pretty awesome out here, especially when this past winter we had stripers and bluefin tuna within a mile of the beach. So you could have been out there on that island or hooked up.
We could make it to the third island in a day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you could fish that whole bridge span. It's only 17 miles, so, I mean, you could do that whole bridge in a day easily. I don't know how good it would be getting up close to the pylons and all with all that mast and outriggers, but it would be pretty wild.
Those guys seem to handle themselves pretty good around those wrecks, you know, watching a couple of their videos and stuff. I mean, the oil wet rigs and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah, well, that's them guys. They've been doing it for a while. Not you and I getting thrown in one for the first time.
Yeah, a couple of jarheads getting in trouble, right?
That's what I was thinking.
We'll make it happen, man. But you know, one thing that I didn't consider and I didn't see in any of the videos, and Sean is in the chat room right now. He's in the Amas Fold In. But so, Sean, do you guys have to register those boats? I looked it up here in Georgia, and you would definitely have to register because it's any boat over 12 feet that's sail or mechanically powered. So I actually think, you know, he just said yes. I think you would actually have to – I think people who have Hobies – in the state of Georgia and don't have them registered or getting away with something.
Even a regular Mirage drive, you'd have to register?
Yeah, because it's mechanically powered.
Some
of the rental places around the beach and stuff like that in Alabama, they have those little pedal boats. They have registration numbers on those things.
See, here in Virginia, once you put a motor on it, then you have to register it. But as long
right.
as it's still man-powered. So a sail, that might be an option. I don't know that one either. I don't know what that's considered. But, yeah, as soon as you throw a motor on it here in Virginia, you have to register it. So.
Yeah, I got a square stern canoe, and I have a trolling motor on it, and it has to be registered.
Right.
Bob's heading out. Thanks, Bob. Thanks for the report, man. We'll check you next week, see who won the tournament, man. But yeah, Sean just said in Texas they're 16 feet and they got a sail, so they got to be registered.
Yeah.
So,
cool.
But yeah, we played around with a bunch of boats. We didn't get a bunch of them in the water, but we, you know, you're in a shop and you just got all kinds of stuff hanging around, you know, and climbing stuff. Your hound dog there, is that Earl?
Yeah, that's Earl. Neighbor just did something, I guess, yeah. We'll bring Earl out to the boondoggle.
Very cool. Jim's taking off, so good to have you in there, Jim. Tight lines in the morning, I'm sure. Yeah, so speaking of boondoggle, where's my button here? I don't have the fancy help that you do on Tuesday.
Gotcha.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
There it is. So October 5 through 8, we're about 70 days in a wake-up, aren't we?
Right there, yep.
Yep. So we're going to meet there at first landing. And we got a bunch of folks going to show up, man.
I just left a TKA board meeting, and we actually were discussing that tonight. And got a lot of guys pinging on it from the local area club. And we actually were discussing food while we were out there because we got some pretty good cooks within the club, too. So we're still battling around with the barbecue and crab cakes for Saturday night. And, yeah, so...
Yeah,
bring
yeah.
them. Bring everybody that can. We got a big town. We can hold them all. So everybody's welcome.
Awesome, man. And you guys aren't catching all the fish, right? You're saving some fish, especially some flounder for Chuck.
I got a boondoggle pen out there in the bay. A little boondoggle pen. I'll let them loose right before.
Roger that, man. Okay, great. So
now it'll be great. That time of year is perfect. And obviously, the week before the boondoggle is the TKA event, and there's a reason why we hold that at the end of September, beginning of October, because historically here, that's when the bite, you know, for really is probably at its peak in this area. So between that and the spring when the fish are coming in, and then they're fattening up to leave for the winter. So, yeah, usually historically here, that's the best time. So
yep.
It should be good times.
Oh, yeah, looking forward to it. So October 5 through 8. If you need something, I'm sure the Lozier's there, First Landing, kayakfishing.com?
Yakfish, First Landing Yakfish.com.
First Landing.
Go on there, or Facebook, wherever, yep.
Drop them a note if you need some help finding a place to stay. They know where all the places are. There are local people on the spot, boots on the ground, if you will. And we're gonna be headed that way, so... Chuck's coming. Rob's
coming.
Man. All right.
I think we may have a new guy for the record for the longest distance traveled.
Oh, yeah? Who's that?
But the bonefish junkie down in Nassau, Bahamas.
Way cool, man.
He's coming up there to Virginia Beach?
Yeah, he wants to catch a flight and meet us up there for the boondoggle. I believe him and his wife. So
awesome.
He's been getting with me quite a bit on Facebook, asking questions and stuff, dates and times and whatever. So I think right now he's just looking for a place to stay. And at least that's the last I heard, and that was a couple of days ago. So.
And we could probably find some kayaks for him too, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I got five in the fleet here for the guide service, so nobody spoke for any of them. And we got plenty of people here, you know, that own more than one boat per household. And we also have our local HOW chapter. He said he'd give up a couple, except for the day of the HOW event, because we're going to try to coordinate one day where we get some of the heroes on the water out there with us. But, yeah, We'll try to get, yeah, we'll make sure. But if people need boats, let us know so we can, we'll put a little ear tag on them for you. So, yeah, definitely. Don't not come because you think you can't get a kayak. We'll make sure you get on the water one way or the other.
Roger that. So, do we need to bring, like, any kind of dry suits or anything like that? Is it going to be, like, freezing cold water up there and stuff?
No, you'll be fine. No, we don't get winter here till about November. December. You'll be fine.
A couple weeks later.
Yeah, no, it's good. The only thing is we always got, you know, the old H word about that time of year around here is the only other thing. So.
Yeah.
Hurricane.
Yeah.
So, no, the weather's perfect.
We're not gonna,
weather's
we're gonna
fine.
Ask for any of those. All right. So, okay.
Yeah. No, you'll be good.
All right, man.
Just make sure everybody looks online. I noticed today on Yak Angler, and I'll just spit this out, and then I'll get out of your way, is make sure everybody's checking on that license thing, too, though, and you had the right thing. They got the 10-day for, like, whatever it was, $10 or something like that. But make sure you have your saltwater license and all that stuff rigged up. You can definitely get it when you get here, but you can do it online also. So I don't want anybody to show up and start fishing without the proper paperwork.
That's right. We want to make sure that everybody does it right. Bring a PFD and appropriate gear. It's, we want to make sure that everybody is safe. Safety comes first.
We'll don't forget the noodle.
No, that's right.
The Snoopy rods.
That's right. We will be doing a kind of a 50-50 there in the form of a mini rod tournament. You bring what you got. It could be a Ronco pocket fisherman, a Barbie pole, a Spider-Man pole, a Batman pole. But Yak Chump saying they had guys at their tourney this weekend not wearing their PFD. Did you kick them out? I mean, most tournaments I've been in, if you don't wear your PFD, they kick you out of the tournament. But, yeah, we're going to do the mini rod tournament. It'll be a 50-50. We'll pass on 50% of the pot to the winner, the biggest fish with the mini rod, and then the rest of it we'll send off to our friends there at Heroes on the Water. So we're going to get some of those guys out there, Mark?
Yeah. We're actually talking again tonight. Tom Vanderheiden, the local Tidewater chapter director, will do an event. We usually do what's called Rudy Inlet here just because it's pretty benign water and easy launch and recovery spot for them. But, yeah, we're going to do it one of those days. We're going to get those guys together, and whoever wants to go to Rudy and fish with them one day, more than welcome to come out and hang out with our local chapter.
Very cool. So,
yeah.
That'll be great, man. So, yeah, mini rod tournament. No pressure, no. This is all fun stuff, man. This is not a tournament. This is just for folks to get together and fish, get to meet some folks. We're going to have Chad Hoover and Rob Choi and Kayak Kevin. And Rob Choi is even I don't know if you were watching the chat room, but Rob Choi is going to pass on some knowledge to us if you're into it. He's some ink and some rice paper. And what's that called? Gyotaku? Or
yeah, I don't never try to pronounce it. Yeah, fish rub. That's what we call it, the fish rub.
Fish rubbing, yeah. So he's going to demonstrate that and teach folks how to do that one night there at the Boondoggle. So that's very cool. Bring your own stuff, and we'll get it all laid out there and learn a new skill. So that'll be fun. And then get to meet Kevin. And I know Rob wants to talk to Kayak Kevin and see how he gets all that great video and stuff, right? Rob, are you there? Rob just kind of goes to sleep in the middle of the show.
Yeah, we're going to have a good film crew up here between Rob Choi, Kayak Kevin, and
Rob. No, I'm here.
Podcast. Yeah, we're going to have this will be the most probably well-documented fishing excursion in a long time, I bet.
I think
absolutely.
I think Chad was even talking about bringing one of his cameramen, so.
Oh, yeah, that's big money there. We're going to have to watch out for that.
I think we might even make a segment in one of his shows, so
awesome.
That'll be fun. So looking forward to it. About 70 days in a wake up, and we'll be headed north. So I think Chuck's going to call when he launches north, and then when he gets there, we're going to meet somewhere in South Carolina. We're going to pick up Stanley and all of them, and we're going to make a big old convoy and roll into town.
Well, we'll be waiting for you guys.
All right, buddy. Thanks, man.
All right. Take care.
So R. Lee is saying, yeah, you can do it over the phone with a credit card, talking about getting a license there. They have a 10-day trip, which is a pretty decent price to roll in, and you want to make sure that you have a license. We did get checked down in Chukaloski. The guy was there waiting for us. What was that, Saturday morning?
Yeah. Was awesome, man. He stopped like a whole fleet of you guys, man.
Yeah, he stopped us all and checked our licenses, checked our PFDs, made sure we have a whistle on board and all that good stuff, man. And
That's funny. You know, I've never been checked here for a license. I've always been checked. Not always. I've been checked maybe twice since as long as I've been kayaking, but usually for the gear, the equipment you were just mentioning, the light, the PFD and all. One night I asked the guy, I said, don't you want to see my license? He's like, no. I was like, I got like $60 worth of license. I got freshwater, trout stamp, national park, saltwater. I was like, I just want somebody to see that I've spent $60 a year for the last 15 years. And he's like, no, I believe you got a license. He said, if you're going to spend all that money on the gear, why would you not buy a license? I was like, gosh, dang it.
That's right, because you'll lose it. You'll lose it if you don't have a license, man. But so yeah, we went out there in Chukaloski. We headed out, and Mr. Becker there was one of the first ones to meet up with the park ranger, the FWC guy, and it kind of falls into the story that Bill Howard, Haywood, and Becker were driving down together, and Bill's truck broke down, and a lot of Becker's stuff was left in Bill's truck. And so his wallet got left in the truck or something got mixed up. And so the Florida Fish and Game guy, he's like, he gave him a phone number. And he said, you need to go call this number, see if you can find your license. And so Becker went back in and came back out with it. So he was pretty cool about it, But yeah, they checked us all, man. It was fun. And there's some pictures in there from the last boondoggle of us all around the FWC boat there. So
it was in the movie.
Yeah, it's in the movie too, yeah. And what was really interesting was and I had a bad habit of it too, of you know, having the little waterproof card case and stuff, you know, with all the licenses and stuff in there. And when Yak Sushi came up to the boat to show us stuff, he had Sam's gear, his fiance, he had her license and everything, and the guy's like, she needs to be carrying her own license. You know, it's like, if you got a license, that person needs to have it. So that was pretty interesting. That was kind of an interesting thing I'd never heard before, but because we're in different boats, it makes sense that
your person.
Yep. I think the wording is that way. Greg. So, all right. Well, cool. And we had a good time down the Panhandle. We met some great people there in Panama City, and certainly had a lot of fun there. At what are you saying? They had to take along. Hammerhead said license check was checking out the new big tuna. Yeah, he pulled him over to check out his new boat. Very cool. Well, that's cool. We're hitting about an hour. What's a strange voice? It's the devil dog Earl there sounding off.
Yeah, something else got his attention again.
what kind of hound is that?
Bloodhound.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 100% bloodhound, knucklehead.
Clamber blood down there. All right, guys, it was fun, man. You guys doing fishing this weekend, Rob?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're headed out? That's right. You said earlier gonna go out, gonna go after the tarpon, or are you just gonna stick inshore, go for some reds and trout?
I think just inshore.
Cool.
The spot that we're going to, it's pretty much, you know, it's I have pretty good luck on that with big trout and stuff this time of year, believe it or not.
Some fish pictures, man. Let's see some videos.
Absolutely.
All right. Mr. Lozier, you got a charter there? You going out? What's up?
Now, I got a Howl event on Saturday we're doing, then Sunday I got a trip. But yeah, Saturday we're doing a Howl trip out into the what's called the Pocosin Flats here. So we're looking forward to that. A lot of good trout and reds over there this time of year. So should be a good day with the guys.
Very cool. All right. Well, thanks for showing up, guys. You guys in the chat room, Hammerhead, R. Lee, Yak Chum, Yak Angler Adam there, stepping up to the plate and helping them out down there at Kayaks by Bow and the tournament. We appreciate that. Give you your most props. So, Yak Chum just put up a video there. You guys check it out. Yak Chum, what's your username there? So if folks are listening to the podcast, I can throw that in there for them. All right. Very cool. Everybody's got rented fingers in the chat room tonight, man. So, all right. He is City of Ash. I'm sorry. Awesome. All right, City of Ash, YouTube. All right, guys, that's it for tonight. Tight lines this weekend. We'll see you next week. I'll be kicking off Monday with Redfish Chuck, and Tuesday, as always, with the Double L crew. And we'll see you next week. Rob?
Mark, later.
Later, man.
See
you. Good night.
Bye.
Bye. Tight lines, you guys take a kid fishing.